We're talking about the Commanders-Browns game, our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Who wins on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
You can vote at Junks Radio on X. So far, 80% say Washington. Mm. We're going to get the Cleveland perspective coming up at 8:25 from Daryl Reuter, covers the Browns for 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. So we'll get some insight from him. But each week we do a touchdown parlay. We almost hit it last week. Hit 4 out of 5 legs. We did hit it in week 1.
Who missed, by the way?
The boys behind the glass.
Oh, okay. Are they? They're still going to be in it, right?
Oh, they're in.
Okay,
good. They're so in.
All right. Good.
They're in the mix.
Or it might have even been 5 out of 6. I don't know. Right. We hit all our. We just didn't hit 2-2 out well.
Okay.
So let's spin the wheel.
Oh, look, it landed on Mr. Cakes.
Oh, I get to lead off. Do you guys actually think that in a revenge game against the Buffalo Bills, that Stephon Diggs is not going to score a touchdown?
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody think that?
Yes, I do.
You think he's not going to find the end zone?
I think he's not going to score.
Why would you think that?
Because Buffalo is going to shut him down.
They're going to
shut
down.
And he doesn't score every week.
They're going to shut down Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs doesn't score every week.
No, but he scored twice. No Tank Dell, so that means more targets go to both Nico Collins and Stephon Diggs.
It's going to be a lot more to Nico.
That's true, but Stephon Diggs runs the shorter routes now out of the slot. When they're down in the red zone, they're going to look at Stephon Diggs, and he will score a touchdown against his second former team,
you know, he's going to be
the Buffalo Bills.
Super motivated.
So that is the first leg of our parlay.
What is that?
Stephon Diggs, he's at plus 165.
Oh.
Tasty price, too.
Right.
Plus 165 for all Diggs to get in the end zone.
All right, that's good. Plus 165.
I was just trying to make a side bet with you.
I would make out with that pick. I would heavy pet with that pick.
You would?
Yeah.
Like you used to in the theater?
Yeah. That's very graphic. I would do that with that pick.
Yeah.
Used to get me sized,
too. What was the movie?
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
It's been well chronicled and documented over the years.
Forgotten about that already?
Yes.
I just can't remember.
Dirty Dancing. Yeah.
There were dirty things happening.
Yeah.
And I think Stephon Diggs is going to do dirty things to that Buffalo Bills secondary.
Dirty enough for you.
Yeah.
It's probably a gross phrase, heavy petting.
I know it's gross. That's why I threw it out there.
Yeah.
It affects people.
All right. Play that. Spin the thing, whatever. Blah, blah, blah.
Dirty Dancing filmed where?
West Virginia.
I have no idea where it's filmed.
Blacksburg, Virginia.
Oh, it was. I had no clue.
Yes.
I had no file.
Mountain
on
Lake
that.
Lodge. I've stayed there before.
Very good.
Who did it land on? Let me see. Behind the glass. Ooh. Matt Myers, Matt Cahill, Mike
Moore.
We put
our heads together, and everyone behind the glass loves this play.
Okay. Uh-oh. All right.
We're going to take Xavier Worthy anytime touchdown reception or rush.
Okay.
Plus 165.
Yep.
Rice is going to the IR.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really trust their running game. Kelce is just a ghost out there. So I think Worthy is Mahomes' best threat on the offensive side of the ball.
Yep. Big
could
splash
be,
play guy.
Splash play guy. Could be a shootout. Pew, pew, pew against
pew,
the Saints.
Pew. Explosives. Pew, pew, shoot.
So we like Xavier Worthy anytime touchdown plus 165.
All right.
He had one last week, right?
Xavier Worthy, yes, he had a long one.
Last week.
I think it was the longest air yard touchdown of Patrick Mahomes' career to Xavier Worthy.
I thought Kelce was over the hump last week. No?
No, he showed some life last week.
He had like 7 or 8 catches, maybe 9.
Yeah.
He didn't score, but he's
still poopy.
Okay. All right.
All that Alfredo and the private jet.
And the Coke Classics.
Yes.
Delicious.
What's that number?
Plus 165. This one's going to pay out nice if it hits.
John Paul, Flamac.
I'm not at plus 165. I'm going to stick to my formula. It's worked a couple times this season where I've gone against Washington secondary. It did work last week.
Oh, that's right. You took Harrison.
I took Marvin Harrison Jr.
That's right.
That happened early in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. So this week, look, Cakes just made a case for Jerry Jeudy. He's been their number one receiver, but I think Amari Cooper is actually a better overall receiver. He's off to a very slow start this year. But he had 2 touchdown catches against the Giants a couple weeks ago. I think Amari Cooper finds the end zone.
Getting a good price, too. Plus 220.
Mm. Oh, this is going to be a big payout.
Yeah, it is.
All pluses.
Yes.
All right. I'll go next.
All right.
Mr. Matt Mars. Hey, Mr. Matt Mars. I don't know how you feel about the game against the Bengals, but Ja'Marr Chase has played the Bengals, or excuse me, has played the Ravens 7 times, and he scored in 4 of the 7. Now, and then if you look at the numbers statistically, the Ravens are one of the worst pass defenses in the league. Now, last week, they were really good against Buffalo, destroyed them. The week before against Dallas, they won the game, but I think Dallas put up a bunch of yards, Dak Prescott. I'd have to look at the numbers. But so last week, maybe they shored some things up, but they're going to face Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase this weekend. And I think Ja'Marr Chase catches a touchdown against the Ravens secondary.
He is at plus 120, and he is now officially in the parlay. Yep. I'm looking at 4 legs right now. We need the 5th.
All right, so that leaves me, right?
It
leaves
your boy.
Well, you know me. I'm going to pick somebody from this Commanders-Browns game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why would I pick somebody from the Browns? They're averaging like 16 points per game.
Why would you do that? No, JP's already in with Amari Cooper scoring for the Browns.
Well, they're going to score 28 points?
Let's hope not.
No. So I'm going to, you know what? I'm just going to ride the hot hand, Cakes. He's too explosive, and he hasn't had that big one yet.
Yep.
That might be this week. And if he doesn't get a big one, I think he'll get one inside the 5-yard line, inside the 10-yard line. I'm going to take Jaden Daniels to score anytime touchdown, plus 120.
Plus 120?
He is a plus 120, yes.
Yep.
That is correct.
All right, this is going to be a biggie.
It is.
$10 bet.
Let's recap here. We've got Amari Cooper, anytime touchdown score. Jaden Daniels in the same game also. Ja'Marr Chase at plus 120. Stephon Diggs, I mean, that's a lock. He's finding the end zone at plus 165. Xavier Worthy also at plus 165. A $10 wager before the profit boost, which we know is coming at some point, pays $987.66.
How does the profit boost work again?
50% profit boost.
Wow.
Just apply it on Sunday. Put the bet in, cross your fingers, and hope everybody hits.
Nice. All right, good.
Then we get paid.
That would be like around $13.50.
Yeah, it would be a sizable bet.
I'll take it.
A sizable payout.
I can use it for my pull cart I got to buy.
Yes, you could. You could put it right towards
that. All the ones you sent me, none of them had a stool. I need a stool. Gotta have a stool.
That's a must.
Oh, it's a must.
It's non-negotiable.
It's come with stool softener, too.
I don't need that.
Not yet. You don't need it yet.
I might need stool hardener lately.
You need stool reducer. What you need. They sell that. I don't know if that's sold in CVS.
All right, we got Daryl Reuter covers the Browns for 92.3 The Fan. He'll join us at 8:25. We'll get the Browns perspective on this big matchup on a football Friday. But John Feinstein is next here on the Junkies.